time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, September 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Jan, I think you just sent this video back to me. She texted me, Pags. I sent her back, Pags, please share this video with everyone you know and the link to my X Twitter account, the video of Joe Pags. She said, will do, thanks. And then I got it back from her. I think you meant to forward that to somebody else. But you're doing it, so I appreciate it. Again, if I send you a video, folks, you need to share it with at least 10, 15, 20 people in your contact list in your phone. Just click on the text message I sent to you. Hold it with your thumb, copy it, and then find somebody in your phone book contact list, send them a text message, put your thumb in the text message box, and hit paste. You know, paste it and send it to them, asking them to share it as well. We need to get this video to go viral. If people look at that video, they look at the graphs, they look at every component of that video, inflation, the price of real estate, rent, interest rates on mortgages, the NASDAQ, the prime indicator stock market index that is directly related to productivity and technology. That's what the NASDAQ is focused on. Those type of companies that actually produce stuff specific to high-tech industries. If you look at all those numbers on that video, and especially gasoline, remember the stickers we were passing out? Somebody had put together Joe Biden pointing to the gas price saying, I did that. Well, kind of because of his policies that Kamala Harris would put on steroids and increase gas prices to $5 a gallon is ultimately their dream. That would devastate our economy. And what's the number one reason it would devastate our economy? Low-income, hard-working Americans struggling to get by paycheck to paycheck, they have to buy gasoline just like rich people. You need 20 gallons of gas. Well, some of us, no problem. At $5 a gallon, we can pay a $100 bill to fill up the tank with 20 gallons. But for them, they can't. That is unaffordable for them to even get back and forth to work. Gas prices, folks, are basically a tax on our lives, a necessity, an item you have to have if you're going to drive yourself to work. Not everybody can afford an electric vehicle. Not only that, we can't afford the electricity to charge it up to get back and forth to work. $5 a gallon forces more and more people to look at electric vehicles as an alternative. That's ultimately their goal. Candidates on the ballot. Final segment of this first half hour. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. You may have heard at the top of the news hour, a court of claims judge yesterday quickly squashed former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy's request to force the Bureau of Elections to remove his name from the November 5th ballot here in the state of Michigan. Judge Christopher Yates, who was appointed to the judgeship by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, upheld the Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's rejection of Kennedy's request to withdraw his name from the ballot, holding that she acted well within the bounds of the law in denying his 11th hour change of heart request, quote unquote. Elections are not just games, and the Secretary of State is not obligated to honor the whims of a candidate for running for public office, Yates wrote. Now, again, understand, the judge, Christopher Yates, was appointed by Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat. Benson is a socialist Democrat. Why are they not willing to remove his name from the ballot that's not even being printed yet, is not going to be printed until the third week of September, being available for early absentee voters to be mailed out on September the 26th. Folks, that's 3 weeks away. Additionally, Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel said state law is unambiguous and the Secretary of State made, quote, the correct decision, end quote. While reiterating Yates' words, Nessel noted, our free and fair administration of elections demands our adherence to the law. The law does not apply less because a candidate changes their plans. I appreciate the courts making a quick and wise ruling on this matter, end quote, said Nessel. Background. Robert F. Kennedy, a lifelong Democrat, turned independent. Why? Because he was basically being shut out by the Democrat machine and the media. As a result, ran as an independent and was, in fact, here in the state of Michigan, nominated by the Natural Law Party to be their presidential candidate for the upcoming 2024 general election. Natural Law Party? Are you kidding me? This wasn't even the taxpayer U.S. Constitution Party. This wasn't even the Libertarian Party. This was the Natural Law Party? Did Kennedy even ask to be nominated by these people to be their candidate on the ballot? Well, back in August, Kennedy withdrew his presidential run. He endorsed the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump. In his video that I played on this show, Kennedy said he no longer believed he had a realistic path to electoral victory in the face of this relentless systemic censorship and media control against him, basically boycotting him. The media would not interview Kennedy. The Democrats wouldn't even allow him to debate at the time Biden prior to any of the presidential elections, primaries. So he said, okay, to heck with you Democrats, I'm going to run as an independent. When he couldn't get traction on that, he said, no way, I'm going to win this thing, I'm out. He met with Donald Trump. Donald Trump asked him, what are your main priorities? If you became president of the United States, what would you want to focus on? The first thing out of his mouth, he would want to reform the FBI and the CIA. Much like his father and his uncle, they very much went after the FBI especially. Second is First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom to debate. And lastly, he wants to solve chronic disease in America. He wants to change our food supply. He wants to get the farmers' soils nutrient rich again so they can start growing crops that are providing good nutrients, not fertilizers, chemicals, and GMOs in our food chain. He wants to get the American youth, the kids, healthy, feeding them real food at lunch as opposed to the garbage they're getting now. Donald Trump looked at him and said, I like all those. You drop out and endorse me, I'll make sure you're part of my administration in some way, shape, or form so that you can accomplish those items. I would love for it to be my legacy as President of the United States that I helped you get these things accomplished. They shook hands, and that's what happened. But then a very unique thing immediately went into effect. The Democrats wanted him, Kennedy, as an independent, to pull votes from Donald Trump, thereby helping Harris win the White House. Well, Kennedy didn't want to do that. They would not even talk to Kennedy. He reached out to the DNC. He reached out to Harris. They wouldn't even return his call. Donald Trump spoke with Robert Kennedy 2 hours after he was shot when they tried to kill him. The attempt, the assassination attempt, 2 hours later, he's talking to Robert Kennedy. He took his call. They met a couple of days later. Kennedy's attorney, Eric Eshecki of Troy, New York's Siri Gilmstead Law Firm, a very prestigious law firm in New York, asked the court here in Michigan to hear their arguments on an expedited basis, arguing that in part, including Kennedy's name on the ballot, against his wishes, violates his right to free speech under Michigan's Constitution. The attorney said in the complaint, quote, an election could be drastically changed and the electorate's votes diminished and rendered invalid if the Michigan Bureau of Elections keeps his name on the ballot for an individual has withdrawn from the race as a candidate, the complaint reads. Additionally, according to the complaint, Kennedy sent a letter to the Bureau of Elections instructing them to withdraw his candidacy and to remove his name from the ballot. However, Jonathan Brader, the director of Bureau of Elections, a very staunch communist socialist progressive, responded on August 26. We cannot accept your request. Michigan election law does not permit minor party candidates to withdraw. A second attempt to withdraw was also rejected, forcing Kennedy's hands. Well, his attorney submitted the complaint based on statute MCL 168.686A, subsection 2. However, that particular statute doesn't apply to presidential candidates. Rather, it only applies to U.S. congressmen, state senators, and U.S. representatives in the Congress. The Judge Yates rejected the plaintiff's argument, holding the statute language is clear and conclusive. The statute dictates that once a candidate's nomination has been certified, the name of the candidate shall be printed on the ballot for the elections. Candidates nominated and certified shall not be permitted to withdraw. Well, even Doug Dern, a Livingston County attorney, there you go, Rick, your county of Livingston, and the chairman of the Michigan National Law Party, wrote a letter to Nestles opposing Kennedy's withdrawal. Dern said Yates, quote, got it right. And he's pleased that the judge did not grant Kennedy's request because doing so would jeopardize his party's appearance on future ballots, since it needs to win at least 1% of the total number of votes cast in the upcoming election in order to requalify for future elections. You see what he's doing here, folks? Basically using Robert F. Kennedy as a pawn to get enough votes for him on their natural law party to basically keep their party alive here in Michigan. A few parties have already gone away because they have failed in previous presidential elections to get 1% of the vote. If your party doesn't get 1% of the vote with your candidate, the one you nominated, guess what? Your party's charter is revoked in Michigan. Who's even ever heard of the Natural Law Party? I've never even heard of them. I haven't looked at their website. I don't know anything about this Doug Dern. But obviously, he did this for political, his own self gain to keep the Natural Law Party alive in Michigan. When talking with MERS News Service, Dern was asked about Kennedy's lawsuit. It's total BS. Kennedy gave us his word. He wanted to run for president. His people called us early back in February. They wanted our nomination. Dern, who is the Natural Law Party's U.S. Senate candidate, said Natural Law Party moved up its typically held July convention to accommodate Kennedy's request. Now he feels betrayed and used by Kennedy. Kennedy doesn't even know what he wants, Dern said. In my opinion, his actions are being very selfish, and I'm not happy with it. I think it's going to be detrimental to the Natural Law Party and could jeopardize our future participation in future elections, said Dern. Why do the Democrats want Kennedy on your ballot on November 5th? Very simple. Some people don't even know that he's dropped out of the race. When I was driving around Antrim County the other day, I saw 4 Robert F. Kennedy signs in Bel Air and Central Lake. He's going to get votes. Those votes should be going to Donald Trump because he's dropped out and endorsed him. Some people don't even know that he's out of the race. Thereby helping Kamala Harris win Michigan. That's their goal. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.